Great, welcome. This is the quietest large group we've probably ever had here. Oh my God, this is so quiet. I don't know if I've ever seen a crowd this big so quiet. Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. We welcome each of you. I have to get the right agenda in front of me. Excuse me. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated up here with me. And we have Mr. Shelton. Is he online? Mr. Shelton is with us online, and Mrs. Zander is excused today. Thank you to all of you for being here, and to our administrative staff. We welcome and thank each of you. We welcome each of you. Thanks for being here, those of you in person, those online, and any who may watch this in the future. We're going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Kathy Johnson.
Our gracious Lord, we're so grateful for this opportunity to meet this day, to be able to listen to the citizens of our community and to work together to make the decisions that will benefit our community. We're grateful that we live in a country that allows us the ability to speak freely amongst each other and to be able to resolve our differences and to come to consensus of what will make our community strong and great. We humbly ask thee to be with us, that any decisions that are made at this time will be in the best interest of our community, that we will grow together, and that we will understand the purpose of this time. We especially are grateful for those who serve us, especially our police officers and fire department, and all of those who work each day on our streets and in our community to make our community great. We especially ask thee to be with us now, and name thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. All right, we are going to ask our Director of Public Works, Mr. Raymond Garrison, if he would please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Would the audience please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. All right, the minutes from our December 3rd, it feels like forever since we've met, the minutes from our December 3rd, 2024 City Council meeting and December 3rd, 2024 study meeting have been sent out in draft form for review. Anyone have any questions or changes to make to those minutes, or is there a motion to approve them?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes D.1 and D.2.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion? I can't see Mr. Shelton, so I don't know if there's a way to pull him up. And if there isn't, Don, if you have anything you ever want to say, just say it. Just interrupt and interject and say it. So because I can't see you to call on you with the other screen that's up. So, Mr. Shelton, at any time, feel free to speak up the way you would if you were here. Don't wait for me to call on you because I might not know. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Seeing no discussion, all in favor of approving the minutes, D1 and D2, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Those minutes are approved. Okay. Next, we have our mayor and council reports. This is the time when we like to take just a few minutes to report back on some of the things that we've been working on since our last meeting. We feel like this transparency is important. We really want to be able to at least fill our residents in on some of the things that we're working on as we've been elected to these positions. It's been a month since we've met, and so we'll probably roll through these quick and only list a couple of highlights each, but I'm wondering if there's anyone that would like to go first.
Would you like me to start?
I know, there's nobody standing to the right of me, so I'm just going to look left.
Which way are we going, guys?
Mr. Harris, would you go?
Yeah, so I attended the Jordan Basin sewer meeting, and everything's going well there. Also, they had a get together with family members, you know, for the holiday, and that was a good event as well. I think since then is that I think we went to the took a look at the ballpark with the whole council and the minor league ballpark for the Bees. It's well underway and they've made wonderful progress, and I think it's all on schedule to be there when the season starts. So it's looking great. It's a great stadium. There was a, I believe, I was thinking since we last met, we had a 5K race, you know, that the city did as well. So my family attends those, and we did the 5K race, and we seems like we always get really good attendance from those, and it was a well-attended event. So appreciate that as well. I just had the opportunity to meet with several residents and potential, you know, people that have projects in that are potential in our city that I've been meeting and discussing with as well. And there's been a number of other things, but I'll go ahead and stop for there though.
That's good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Mrs. Johnson.
I would just like to say that yesterday I was able to go to Carlos Moreno's swearing in with the county council and just congratulate him. He'll represent part of our city. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be there with you. And we congratulate County Council Member Moreno and everyone else at the county who was reelected and sworn in yesterday, or initially elected. They weren't all reelected, but everyone who was sworn in yesterday. Mr. McGuire.
Yeah, since we met, I had the opportunity to attend the South Valley Chamber Junior Woman in Business, and Councilwoman Johnson was there as well, and that was a great event. I'm grateful that our city made the decision a couple years ago to partner with the South Valley Chamber. They've added a lot of benefits, I think, for the businesses in our city and for residents to be able to participate in various ways as well. Also attended the Shields Lane open house. We've been working on coming up with a master plan for the Shields Lane corridor to make it more of a multimodal transit corridor. And it was great to see residents there and to hear their ideas for that and have their support. And then also attended Light the Night, which was a great community event. And Janelle, please, I'm assuming your department probably kind of heads it. I know it's a whole city event to make it happen, but thank you for that wonderful event. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Shelton?
Yes, I, of course, attended a number of the same things that other members of the council have. I'll just mention, I've had a couple of meetings with staff and developers working on potential projects in the city, and I appreciate the expertise of our city staff in those meetings. Been to a couple of Jordan River Commission meetings since our last meeting in December. I attended a county council open house for the elected officials that were retiring. So you guys went to the ones where they were being sworn in. I went to the ones where now they're retiring. And so enjoyed that. And was just a real pleasure to be at the Bees Stadium and to be able to tour that. Amazing how quickly they're putting that project together. So anyway, that's my report, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Okay, a month is a long time. Even with the break, it's a long, there's not time to report on everything over the last month, but a few highlights. Got to attend events with several businesses in our city, different events where they had school kids come sing, or they lit their holiday lights, or they had different events. Really a treat to get to be part of those. I got to be part of the Jordan Education Foundation Christmas for Kids. This is the 11th year that we've done that, and we were able to take 750 secondary students from Jordan School District Christmas shopping, And it's all a volunteer effort, all of it a volunteer effort. And it's massive to put on, and it was incredible. So grateful to get to be part of that. I got to attend a farewell event for our retiring Senator Mitt Romney to thank him for his service and to get to be there to talk about some of the things that he worked on for the state of Utah that have been beneficial for Utah. So I went to that and was able to represent the city at that. We have some exciting things happening with economic development in the city, and you've heard of things happening out in our urban center that's on the west side of the city in Daybreak, and we've got a lot happening in other parts of the city too, and I had the chance to go film some videos, and one of those videos was the announcement that Aston Martin, the really fancy luxury car company over from in Great Britain, Aston Martin has decided that their newest dealership in the United States, which there are only 40, we'll be right here in South Jordan. So we were excited to announce that, and it'll be at the dealership that also at Salt Lake City Motor Cars here in South Jordan. They have Lamborghini and Bentley and all these cars that I'll never be able to drive, but I like to drive by and look at them. And we actually have a lot of folks in our city that do, and a lot of folks from the entire region, Utah and many of the surrounding states. That's where you can get those cars. So if you know anybody in the market for that, that's where they can get it. Thank you also, Light the Night. Was great, and thank you to everybody who came to participate and be part of that. Sunday, I went to what was called the Utah Interfaith Fireside. It was in honor of the tomorrow's inauguration of the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, state auditor, and state treasurer for the state of Utah. Tomorrow, they're having that ceremony, and in preparation for that, they held an interfaith fireside downtown at the First Presbyterian Church of Salt Lake City, and they had different faith leaders from across several faiths in Utah come together, and just residents and people could go, and it was absolutely lovely. It was really lovely, and just an opportunity for everyone to come together and hope for a bright future, a continued bright future for our state and for the leaders in our state, and that was just really a lovely event. I had the privilege of traveling to Washington, D.C. for the Martha Hughes Cannon statue dedication. It's been a long time coming, and those of you who have followed or not followed that, Martha was supposed to go to Washington in 2020, and COVID shut that down, and so the statue has been at Utah's state capitol since 2020. Little background, every state in the nation gets two statues to represent them in Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol. And Utah has had Brigham Young and Philo T. Farnsworth, who invented the television, there. And a number of years ago, about 7 years ago, the state legislature decided that they would bring Philo's statue home to Utah and send Martha Hughes Cannon, the first woman elected to serve in a state senate, and a suffragist and a pioneer and a physician and a mother, and her accomplishments in this state and what she did in this state are notable. She's a significant figure in our history, and it took a long time to get her there. So I was able to go for that dedication and to be there for that. And while I was there, I made appointments and met with every member of Utah's congressional delegation, our senators and our representatives, on behalf of the city, and some things that we're working on and some support. They know what we're doing in this city, and they know the support we need, and they know where we're at, and we keep them very apprised. And those are important relationships to have, and so we work to make sure that we maintain those as we call on our federal partners to help support. You can't be one of the 10 fastest growing cities in America without all hands on deck, and they are, and we're grateful for that. So I had the chance to visit with each of them. Had a couple of meetings with legislators from our state legislators, and other cities across the south end of the valley. We met a couple of times, so I know there's some legislation coming out that will be proposed, quite a few bills that will be proposed that will hopefully be of benefit to our area, and look forward to the upcoming legislative session and working with our legislative partners to try to get some of those things accomplished that will be a benefit to all of us. So that is my report for tonight. And now we have what most of you are here for and what we're really excited about. Chinese New Year. I mean, I wish we were serving food to go with this or something, because Chinese New Year is good stuff. But we are so excited to have students from Harriman High School, Bingham High School, and Mountain Creek Middle School here to do a little program for us in honor of Chinese New Year. So with that, I am going to turn it over and say, who am I actually turning this over to, Mr. McGuire? Is Ms. Chen here?
Ms. Chen is not here. I think
I
we're
don't
just
see her.
Oh, well.
And Kimberly Chen is the one I know the best. So tell me who's to, okay.
Well, we could.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Would you like to come up and introduce what's happening? Let everybody know.
We're going to start just with the drum and then the,
okay, great. Well, just go ahead and do it. We're going to turn the time over to you and let you just go for it. I actually did know that. I did know that. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you being here. And please tell Ms. Chen that we missed her, though. But we are really happy to have you here. We appreciate you. Thank you, Bingham, Mountain Creek, Harriman. Take it away.
This lion, called Shuzi in Chinese, is believed to bring good fortune and luck to the new year. 大家好，我叫穆文蕊，我今年在海尔曼高中上十二年级，我非常喜欢学中文。 Hi everybody, I'm Rebecca McGuire, a current senior at Harriman High School, and I love learning Chinese.
大家好，我是菲菲，我在七年级和我去年学了中文。
My name is Sophia Jones, and I am a 7th grader at Mountain Creek Middle School, and I love learning Chinese.
It's the exciting time of year for the multi-school Chinese New Year celebration to be held at Mountain Creek Middle School. This is the only Chinese New Year celebration in Salt Lake County, and Harriman High School is representing Jordan School District to provide this cultural event for all to participate in the community.
The involved schools are Mountain Creek Middle, Harriman High, Eastlake Elementary, and Bingham High. Students who have been learning Chinese from grades 1st through 12th will be there to present their learning of the language and culture through various activities and performances.
The event is presented by Jordan School District students and hosted by Harriman High. Please join us on January 23rd, 2025 at Mountain Creek Middle School from 4:30 to 7 for our annual student-led authentic celebration. Everyone is welcome. May I have permission to approach Mayor and hand out some invitations?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us a little bit of time to present just a bit of what will be at our celebration. We hope to see you all there. In closing, we would like to end with a traditional greeting heard at this time of year. 恭喜恭喜,新年快乐! Congratulations, congratulations. Happy Chinese New Year. Thank you. Xixia.
Thank you. Don't go too far. Come back. So we would actually like to come down and take a picture with all of you, if that's okay, to commemorate this. So all the students and the advisors who are here, please come forward. And at one point, I was supposed to give you this red envelope, but the opportunity didn't arise. So I will bring this down, and we will pretend that I am giving you this red envelope. And does somebody, Rebecca, will you take a quick second to just explain to everybody why?
Yes.
What does this mean?
Okay, so the red envelope is called a hongbao in Chinese, and that is a traditional envelope that has money inside, and it is said to bring good luck and wealth for the new year.
Is there money in this? No.
I don't know. Can I tell you?
What?
Probably.
There is? I'm getting a thumbs up from Piper. There is. I'm like, really? I didn't even know that. Anyway, we want to wish you the best of luck and good fortune this year. We're proud of you, proud of the way you represent our city and our community. Thank you. This was really well done, and if it's okay, we would like to come and take a picture with you. And I have kind of old eyes, and I was looking far across the room, and so I couldn't tell who was here, and now I can tell who's here, and I'm just really glad you're here. Thank you so much. Welcome. Come on up. We would love to come take a picture with you, if that's okay.
They're going to want your face, yeah. So I don't know if you can, like, so you can put it on your shoulder, or your face, beautiful face.
Let's make it like a line-ish, not off all of us.
You want to record it? Okay, excuse me.
Mayor Xi Jinping.
Like for our picture, I'm going to go, and then we'll look to the dress.
There, Ryan, you come in the middle.
Come on over, you guys.
Okay, we might have to do two rows.
Well done. That was so well done.
I'll come over here too, so on both sides.
Would some of them need to come over here?
Can some of you come up?
We actually need some over here.
It's a lot of moving. Oh, it's the closest I'll ever come to it anyway.
Awesome. You are all welcome here anytime. Thank you so much for being here. And really, well done. Congratulations.
So great. Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm going to feed this. We're going to have to tell Jordan to miss out on our whole wealth and prosperity this year because I didn't feed the red envelope to the dragon. So we got to get this right. This matters for everyone, right? Okay, are we good?
Yeah.
Wealth and prosperity. Chinese New Year. Yay! Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
Well,
that's good to hear.
I had the opportunity to attend this program last year. It was held at Harriman High School last year, and it was fantastic. Welby Elementary also did a separate one, their own, that they had at Bingham High School, and just really well done. So if you're available on the 23rd, it's good stuff. These kids do such a good job. It's impressive. Okay, we are now to item G on our agenda, which is our public comment period. This is the time when we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, and if there's something you like or something you hate or something you recommend or something, whatever it is, everybody has the chance to address the council, and we give everyone 3 minutes to say whatever you'd like. We ask you to come to the microphone and please give us your name and address for the public record. And every meeting for all this time, this is what I say, and I mean it. I stand by it. We make a commitment to everyone here to be respectful. We'll be respectful and civil to you, and we ask the same thing in return. This is a civil chamber, and we believe in civil dialogue here, and we're proud of the way we do things here in South Jordan, and we all love this city, and we all have different ideas about what we need to do or how we can get to where we want to go, but we're all here because we care about this city, and we're going to work together and figure those things out. So we ask everyone to just maintain their respect, and we commit the same to each of you. And with that, anyone who'd like to address the council, give us your name and address, and you're welcome to come up, and everyone gets 3 minutes. Is there anyone that would like to address the council?
Hello, South Jordan. My name is Brian Gutierrez, 2329 West, Tierra Rose Drive. How are you doing, Chris Dawson? Hello. I didn't want to come here today. You all know me, but I had to. Something happened this weekend that was very terrible news. We have another dead Utah from this city, shot to death by Jeff Carr's team. That's the second Utah shot to death in 6 months by your team, Jeff. This is one of them, my brother, Marcelo. He can't be here today, so I am. And I'm kind of shaken at these words. We're proud of the way we do things here, Mayor. Those are your words.
They are my words.
I don't know where to begin. You scrub your contact info from your website. You take it down after I call your team. Are you proud of that? Are you proud of two deaths in this city in 6 months at the hands of police? Oh my God, you guys. My mom, own words. This has been the hardest, Jeff, this has been the hardest Christmas for my family. My mom cries herself every night because our brother is dead from your police, from your team. Dead. Shot in him, bullets went through him, and he is dead because of your decision or your team. You guys decided to pull the triggers and kill him in this part, in the parks of this city. So again, Mayor, we are proud of the way we do things here. Really. I can't take you serious. Patrick Harris, I can't take you serious. Patrick, Mayor Ramsey, Jeff Carr, Donnie Shelton at home. I have a message for you guys. There are very respectable careers in this world. The ones you guys hold, you guys are unfit to lead. You're an unfit leader, unfit leadership. Failed. My brother is dead. And now we have a second Utah. Dead at the hands of South Jordan Police Department. We are proud of the way we do things here. Did you hear that, Kathy? Did you hear that, Jason? To the legal council member to the right, he always chimes in after I get up and speak, and he's like, we're respecting the laws, we're respecting the DA's office. Can you please answer this question? Why did this council take down their directory their website, their phone numbers, their bios. Jason's was my favorite. He said, my greatest achievement is being a father. Right, Jason? That's what you had before. My time's up. Thank you.
Mayor, Council, we've been contacted by the Gutierrez family attorney and asked that we only communicate through him. And so if he reaches out, Mr. Roberts Palmer Perlstein, happy to engage in any dialogue the family has and questions through him at his request. And if there's anything I need from you, I'll contact you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council?
Good evening. Chris Thurman, 10151 South Knox Court. I just want to address you and thank you for the exemplary employees that you have at the city, especially in the police department and the fire department. I stand before you as a citizen of South Jordan and a former member of the fire department here in South Jordan for 15 years. And what a pleasure it is to work with the fire department, the police department, in my new position at Jordan Valley Hospital. They're exemplary, and you honestly should be proud of them and the job that they do. And I, as a citizen, I appreciate that. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you, Chief, and Chief, for all that you do for us. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to address the council?
Hello, my name is Remy Lemicio, 3060 West Roxborough Park Street. My brother was just up here. I just wanted you guys to know my little brother, that's all. My little big brother, Marcelo, who loved mountains, who loved hiking, running, who learned to love fitness after he struggled with his weight. Marcelo, who attended a young single adults ward, but just struggled to socialize because he didn't know how after he spent several years in my parents' basement after graduating high school because he didn't know how to go out and have friends. And when he lost his weight, he gained confidence and he tried to go out and meet people. Unfortunately though, people just didn't understand him. On December 24th last year, I went to the location where he was shot by the South Jordan police. And I went to the rock that he sat on before the ambulance took him. And I cried, of course. Just cried. And I wonder, you know, have you ever cried so much that your soul hurt? Because that's how I was crying. And I prayed. I haven't been an active member of the LDS Church for a while. And I started to go back in like early 2023 because I know I needed God in my life. And I know forgiveness is necessary for me. So I actually prayed on my brother's rock by the trail where his blood was. And I prayed to God for strength. I prayed to our Heavenly Father for strength to forgive. But one thing that troubles me is that I need to know what happened. And that's all my family asks for. We just want to know what happened to Marcelo, how it happened. Because when I saw my little brother at the funeral home, and I saw the bullet wounds on his body, my little big brother, who was a gentle giant, and just suffered from mental illness such as schizophrenia. It's just hard to imagine that even with a knife that he had that day, how he could have been a threat. So much of a threat to the eight, however many police officers were there, when he could barely even walk because of his weight. I miss his smile. And I wish I could have had one more hug with him. Sorry, that's my timer. I wish I could have had one more hug with him. A big bear hug. Because the last hug I had with him was with his cold body. It was so cold. We just want answers, that's all. I don't hate you. I don't hate anyone. We just want people to be accountable. Be held accountable. And we just want to know the truth, what happened. I know everyone's human and we all have our bad days. And we get caught up in our emotions. But we have to hold ourselves accountable too. Thank you for listening.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak?
Good evening. My name is Paola Gutierrez Paulson, 2798 West, 12075 South. I too am a sibling of Marcelo's, the oldest sister, and miss my brother so much. There's nine of us, so you've almost met half of us. And we'll continue to come because we can't just sit at home waiting anymore. It's gonna be 7 months on January 15th. And all we're told is just wait, just wait, just wait. Would you wait? What would you do? We're doing what we can. We can't just sit at home and cry anymore. We got through his birthday in November. We got through Thanksgiving. Somehow we got through Christmas. It's a new year. We're hoping for some answers. It shouldn't take this long. And I've talked to detectives, I've talked to different authorities, and all I get are scripted answers. Well, you know what? Me and my family don't have a script for what happened. We just have the raw emotion and the loss of our brother that we're feeling. Because everybody that I talk to has a scripted answer to tell me. And that's the human side that's missing from all this that happened. Your scripts, we're tired of your scripts. We want answers. In Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake City police released their body cam videos within 10 days. Okay? Mayor Judy Biskupski put that in when she was mayor. She's not mayor anymore. It's still there. The next mayor, Erin Mendenhall, she kept it there. 10 days. We're going on to 7 months. Okay? I've heard your scripts, been through it. I'm done waiting. We need answers. Our brother is dead. We don't know why. We don't know how. And all we hear is just wait, just wait, just wait. Well, ma'am, you're a mayor. If other mayors can't do it, I don't see why there's anything you can't do. We grew up in this city, in Salt Lake City. Utah's been our home for over 30 years. We love living here. I never thought I'd find myself in this position, and you hear about it in the news, you hear about it in the media. My brother's dead. I have no answers. It's just an investigation. I understand why people do the riots and the complaints and everything in other cities, because how do you just sit there and wait? It's hard. It's very hard to be in this position, but we're gonna fight for a brother, and we're not gonna give up, and we're gonna keep coming until you meet all of us and everybody else that wants to join us and help us in this, because we love our brother. He suffered from schizophrenia. He wasn't just some person that was walking around being drunk, as it gets described in the news. He wasn't. He was a human being. He was my brother, my baby brother. And I will stand up for him wherever I need to. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Last call. Anyone in person that would like to speak? Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public comment period. And this is not a time when we answer back or solve things, but I am going to turn for the interest of, at the risk of sounding redundant, in the interest of the tender emotions, the very real pain expressed here today. I'm going to turn to our city attorney, Ryan Lewis, and ask you just two things. First of all, an update that we are still waiting, since we have no information. We're waiting on the district attorney's office. That's not a script, that is actual. We are waiting for that as well. I wonder if you could just update if you have any information from the DA's office, and also just a brief 30-second explanation about the difference in form of government between South Jordan and Salt Lake City.
The update from the DA's office is, I'm on their website right now for officer-involved critical incidents. They have 180 days. They are taking that. They take the incidents in line. They can go beyond 120 or 180 days under the state code, under certain circumstances, which they have to name, and they've got those listed. And we're within the 180 days right now, and we have no control over that. We have asked them. I know Chief Carr has been in contact with them as recently as this week, asking them where they're at, and we understand that the Gutierrez family has also made contact with them, and we hope that they release it as soon as possible. As I've stated before, this council knows nothing more than what is in the news. That information, the reports and investigations are all kept and held by the investigation team and then the DA's office, and so it's not something that this council is privy to. As far as form of government, we operate under a 6-member council form of government, where the council holds the executive and administrative authority, and some of it's vested in the mayor, but it's not not like you'd think of the president or strong mayor is what we call it in Utah, which Salt Lake City is, where a mayor can unilaterally make that decision. To my knowledge, they're the only city in Salt Lake County that releases body camera. And other information about officer-involved critical incidents prior to the district attorney for Salt Lake County making their decision on their investigation of of the officer-involved criminal incident. So did that answer your questions, Madam Mayor?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just that clarification is appreciated. Thank you. I don't know that it's helpful, but it is appreciated. Gutierrez family, thank you for being here. I mean that. You're always welcome here. You're always welcome here. Part of our city, and we're glad to see you. And again, I don't have any more information except to express my my sorrow for your loss and your heartache. And we wait with you. We wait with you. We're going to now move on to item H. We have a presentation, and we're really looking forward to this because this, we had some significant heroism take place here in our city, and we're grateful for the good people who jumped into action and did some pretty remarkable things. So we're going to turn to our fire chief, Chris Dawson, to present a community life-saving award. Chief.
Mayor, members of the council, thank you for giving us a little time this evening to present this important community recognition. I'm going to invite my deputy chief and my medical division chief, Mike Richards, to come forward to help me with these awards. And Mike's going to share some information with you. But as you know, South Jordan has been very progressive when it comes to cardiac wellness and the care of our members of our community. We have a longstanding ordinance that has created one of the most prevalent and successful public AED programs of any city. And in certain vehicles, businesses, buildings that are accessed by a number of the general public, they're required to have an AED on site and available for use by both trained professionals as well as bystanders alike. We also support this great community program with training offered to our residents in both CPR and operation of AEDs. Over the years since this ordinance was established, we've had a significant number of people that have survived sudden cardiac arrest as a result of having an AED close by, which has been operated by someone who is both willing and able to use it. Even I gained a new friend some couple of years ago that is alive today because I had ready access to my South Jordan AED for an incident when I was off duty. A short time ago, I was approached by one of our fire crews who came to me to report one such situation where life was saved because of the courageous and decisive actions of those we are here to recognize tonight. And also because the AED was available for their use and they were willing and able to use it. Because of their actions, the patient, Mr. Marvin Batten, had regained his pulse before our fire crews had even arrived on scene, and he was talking to our team in the back of the ambulance upon arrival at the emergency department. With the permission of Mr. Batten, I'd like to turn some time over to Medical Division Chief Mike Richards, who will give you a brief synopsis of the incident.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What a great opportunity to be here to share this amazing story. I'm excited that the patient, Marvin Batten, and his wife, Jerry, are on the Zoom. And I'm not sure, I was contacted by his son, said he was going to try to be here. I'm not sure if he's here. Right here in front. And is it David? Yes. David Batten is here in person with us. So I just want to give you a little idea of what happened. So like Chief said, Marvin has given us permission to share his story. On September 27th, 2024, shortly after noon, Marvin and Jerry had just finished their shopping at Costco and were working their way towards the exit. As they were walking, Marvin suddenly collapsed. Jerry was able to help him to the ground. I have to kind of give a little background and a few people's names here just to give some context. So Eileen is the membership manager at Costco. Jose is a front-end staff manager. And David, who was a shopper at Costco, he's the director of the clinical operations at South Jordan Health Center. So those are the names that I'll be reading here. Eileen was at the membership desk helping a customer when she noticed Marvin being held up by his wife. She rushed over and helped get Marvin's arm untangled from a steel upright and helped Jerry hold him up. They were holding him in kneeling position when David's son called for his dad to come help. David had gone out with his son and felt the need to go to Costco for no real purpose. He and his son had looked for an item in Costco and were at the customer service desk when Marvin collapsed. David rushed over to Marvin and found him with Jerry and Eileen. David checked for a pulse, and when he did not find one, he and Eileen lowered Marvin to the ground, and David started CPR while Eileen held Marvin's feet in an elevated position. Eileen called for Jose to come help. When Jose arrived, he called 911 and sent another employee to grab the Zoll AED off the wall. Jose was able to keep the area clear of other customers. After two cycles of CPR, the AED arrived. They hooked up the AED to Marvin and it advised them to deliver a shock. After the shock, they continued CPR until the fire department arrived. Jose was able to lead the fire department personnel to where the patient was located. After arrival of the South Jordan City Fire Department crews, they took over CPR and went to insert an oral airway into Marvin's mouth to help keep his airway open. When they tried to insert the airway, Marvin gagged. They stopped CPR and checked for a pulse and found that Marvin had a pulse and that he was starting to breathe on his own. They finished hooking Marvin up to the monitors, put him on the stretcher, and moved him to the back of the ambulance for transport. During transport to Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospital, Jordan Valley, Marvin became more responsive and was able to talk to EMS personnel. He could not remember exactly what had happened that day, but he was able to give them some medical history. Once they arrived at the hospital, Marvin was taken to a room in the ER and evaluated by the staff. Marvin was then admitted to the ICU. During his stay in the ICU, he had multiple tests done to evaluate his heart and try to find out what caused the cardiac arrest. They did not find an exact answer, but they did upgrade his pacemaker to an internal defibrillator. Marvin stayed in the ICU and was discharged to go home on October 1st, 2024, just 4 days after his cardiac arrest. There is no doubt that it is because of the quick actions of David, Eileen, and Jose that Marvin was able to survive his cardiac arrest. Citizen CPR training does truly save lives. I would also like to acknowledge the presence of the following that have come to recognize these three. Christine McSweeney, CEO of Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospital, Jordan Valley, and Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospital, West Valley. Chris Thurman, EMS coordinator at Jordan Valley Hospital, and Crystal Albrecht, Emergency Service Clinical Nurse Manager at Jordan Valley. Representatives of Zoll Medical, the manufacturer of the AED that was used, were not able to be here, but also wanted to recognize the efforts of these three individuals and have provided certificates and challenge coins for them. I'd like to turn just a minute over, Mayor, if I could, to Christine McSweeney or someone from Jordan Valley just to say a few words.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to work with these crews. I just wanted to say that, and I'm super happy that you had the support you did that day. It takes a village always, so I'm honored and privileged to be in my role in this community. So thanks, guys, for the partnership.
Thank you.
Mayor, I believe Mr. Batten, he lives out of state, but he's on our Zoom call, and if it's okay with you, I believe he had a few words he'd like to share.
Mr. Batten, if you'd like to say something, we would love to hear from you. We're very happy to see you, even if it is online.
I just need to unmute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to thank the fire department and the paramedics and the hospital, and I wrote the names down because I couldn't remember, David, Eileen, and Jose especially. I'd just like to thank all of you. Without the whole bunch of you, I wouldn't be here. And can I say something to the people in the front row?
Absolutely.
Hi, kids. My grandkids are in the front row.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for shopping at our Costco, and thanks for responding so well to the heroic efforts that jumped into place to help you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'd now like to invite those community heroes who jumped in to perform life-saving measures on Mr. Batten to come up and be recognized with our Community Life-Saving Award. They are Eileen Taniello, Jose Teddy Pesuada, and David Chatterton.
I'd like to invite everyone in the chamber to join me in a round of applause for these community heroes.
Yeah, we want to join you because we're just really grateful for you. So proud of you. How are you? Good to see you. Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks.
Really. Yes. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, after we take this one, don't split. I'm going to do something unconventional. Rachel's going to go, what? But yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Is it Ralph?
Yeah. All right. Let some others get their clothes here.
All right. Can we bring your family up?
Yeah.
Can we bring our friends from the hospital up?
All right. We're gonna do a big.
Come on up. We're taking a group. So we're not piling
us.
Whatever you want. Yeah. I'm going to go. Yeah, and we've.
Are those parents
good? Any of the friends and family that are here in Columbus are welcome to come up.
No, we're going to have to create two rows.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Spread out.
I'm trying. They're shy.
You want people down front? I don't know. Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. People don't mind getting down front or yeah. There we go.
I know exactly where I want to kneel.
Yeah.
Let's get back.
This is so special and so rare. This is so unique and special that we want everyone to get to be part of it because it's a big deal.
Get up there, so down. All right. Got to
get organized.
Now we have less
people taking pictures.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
All right,
3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate letting us do this. Great work.
But I just want to thank you anyway. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Are you okay if I give you a hug?
Thank you.
Thank you for helping. Yeah. I'm not trying to say anything. I have a feeling when I heard you whisper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just roll me out. Your name is Kim. Sure. Okay. We kind of, I
Martin and Jerry, we thank you again for joining us electronically, and we'll make sure you get copies of those pictures. Actually, this is going to sound silly. Smile for me. I'm going to take one of you on the screen. Here we go. With your family in the background. Got it. Okay. We'll make sure you guys get that. Thank you. You know, some of our meetings are, I mean, a little borderline boring. And Chinese New Year and this amazing, amazing award, just the best of who we are. Thank you. Thank you and congratulations. Thank you for being here. Okay. The next item on our agenda is a resolution proclaiming January 16th, 2025 as Religious Freedom Day in the city of South Jordan. This is something that we are proud to do every year, and I'm going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Dustin Lewis, to introduce this.
Thank you, Mayor. Several years ago, I had the opportunity of making the acquaintance of Mr. Grant Horwith, who's actually here with us tonight, and he reached out to the city and encouraged us to recognize Religious Freedom Day. And we worked together and we developed a resolution, and for the last couple of years, we've had the opportunity to recognize that here in our community. It's something that's recognized both by Congress as well as the state of Utah. And thanks to the efforts of Mr. Horwith, some of our neighboring jurisdictions now also recognize January 16th each year as Religious Freedom Day. It's a great opportunity, no matter what a person's belief or non-belief is, that they have that opportunity to believe or not believe as they so choose. And so tonight we have brought that resolution back for the council's consideration, and I would encourage the adoption of this resolution again this year. And Mayor, if you would like to read that resolution before you vote, I think that would be very appropriate.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. A resolution of the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah, proclaiming January 16, 2025 as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan. Whereas the United States Congress in 1992 set aside January 16th as Religious Freedom Day to honor the passage of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom in 1786. And whereas Religious Freedom Day has been recognized by presidential and state proclamations annually. And whereas many of the first immigrants to our nation came to these shores motivated by their desire for religious liberty so that they could worship according to the dictates of their own consciences, and our forefathers saw fit to protect and support freedom of religion by establishing it in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And whereas those of faith and those of no faith have common goals of unity, love, service, mutual civility, and a desire to live true to belief and conscience. And whereas we seek mutual respect and fairness to all. And whereas the right to exercise one's own individual conscience is a critical and essential element in the fabric of American culture and history, which serves as a beacon of freedom in the world, and we recognize one's faith is core to an individual's identity and humanity. Whereas we invite others to defend freedom of religion, including the longstanding Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah. The City Council recognizes the religious freedom of all residents of the City of South Jordan, commemorates the enactment of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom on January 16, 1786, and declares January 16th each year as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan. This resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. So with that, I will ask if there is a motion to pass this resolution.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution R-2025-01.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any additional discussion to this? All right, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Thank you. That resolution passes. And Mr. Horwith, thank you for being here with us and for all of your efforts. Five cities in our area now pass this resolution proclaiming a Religious Freedom Day in their community as a result of his efforts. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Note that it is the first resolution of this new year.
It is the first resolution. We don't get very many things numbered -01. So this is, I can't think of a better way to start the year. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you.
I'm off to another city.
Go get her done. That's good. That's good. It's always good to see you, Grant. Thanks for coming. All right. We have item J. We have one public hearing, and it is on ordinance 2025-03, vacating a portion of right-of-way on the east side of Ziggy Lane. My street, my address is not that cool. It is not Ziggy Lane. We're going to turn to our director of planning, Mr. Stephen Schaefermeyer, to introduce this.
Thank you, Mayor. Before you is a right-of-way that is proposed to be vacated in Daybreak. I'm not getting emotional about this, I promise. Excuse me. It is probably one of the smallest requests we've gotten in a while. 0.003 acres. In Daybreak's planning, and Tyson with Larry H. Miller Real Estate is here if you have specific questions for him. But this allows a lot with a chosen product to fit on this. As you know, Daybreak is a collection of various size lots, and just so happened they needed a little bit of space for this one. So staff is suggesting and recommending that you approve this request to vacate right-of-way. Ownership will go back to Larry H. Miller and ultimately a homeowner. No public interest or any person will be materially injured if you decide to vacate this right-of-way. And I'll take any questions after the public hearing.
Great, thank you. All right, Tyson, representing the applicant, is there anything that you'd like to share? We always give the applicant an opportunity. Then we turn to the public and let them, we want to make sure they get to hear everything before they weigh in. And then the council weighs in after they've heard from everyone. So,
as Stephen said, I mean, it's a pretty, the previous plan on that lot was slightly different with some townhomes, and they've gone to more of a single family unit. And so just adjusting that lot allows for a different type of home to be built on it. So great. No other comments.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to open the public hearing for ordinance 2025-03, vacating a portion of right-of-way on the east side of Ziggy Lane. As a reminder, this is 0.03 acres, and if anyone here in person would like to speak to it, you're welcome to. The same protocol as our public comment period applies during our public hearing. The time is now yours. Okay. No one in person has strong feelings about that. Let's see if anybody online would like to speak to this. If so, please turn on your camera and give us a wave. All right, I'm not seeing anyone, so we will close the public hearing and turn to the council, see if you have any questions. Any questions for staff or for the applicant?
I think I know the answer to this, but I just thought I would ask it anyway to make sure. Since this is on the roadway, is it going to make any difference to safety or anything like that?
No. And I will say we now have a fee for these because they do take staff time, and it was sort of an awkward way that we got here before. We have also requested that LHM try to group these in more comprehensive requests. So we're hoping to bring you fewer of these or at least less at every meeting anyway.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Mr. Shelton, any questions?
No, I'm pleased to hear about the grouping of them and the fewer requests. Seems like a silly little thing that we have to do all too often. So
we did try to see if there was any other way to go about this, and this is it.
Well, I think the problem is it's such a big project,
and
they do their best, and when you get down the road, you just see those little tweaks that have to happen.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Even if there's 0.03 acres of land, right? It's going to make a difference in the outcome there. So I appreciate that. Okay, thank you. If there are no other questions, I will ask if there is a motion on ordinance 2025-03, vacating a portion of right-of-way on the east side of Ziggy Lane.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 2025-03.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
All right, that passes. Tyson, thanks for being here and sitting through the meeting for that, and go ahead and build your house on that that lot. Yeah, thank you. All right, item K, we have staff reports and calendaring items, and we're going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Lewis, for that.
I have a couple of items for you tonight. The first, I'd like to ask Attorney Luce if he would give you an update on our legislative tour that we have scheduled with some of our new legislators on Monday.
So I appreciate your patience as we go through scheduling, trying to get everybody on the same page. Sent out requests about a month ago. Heard from Representative Lack, now Representative Fiafia and Miller. And they said they would be able to attend, and Representative Tusher will be able to attend. And that's next Monday. We're going to start at 8. Due to scheduling, they'll be kind of in and out. The two of them can't be there the whole time. They're eager to see Pure Sojo and see some of the development projects around. And I'll keep you updated. We'd love for you all to attend. We have access to the van. What we call the JTA, Jason's Transit Authority, is going to be driving us around. It's reliable, safe, and very much on time. So we'll have a short breakfast from 8 to 8:30, and then we'll leave to go to Pure Sojo. First, Representative Miller has to be done by 9:30, so we'll probably meet her there from here. And then she can leave from there. We'll work the details out. We may see if she's willing to take one of the council members or staff member with her to talk about issues. And then from there, we'll show Representatives Tusher and Fiafia a few of the development projects that we're dealing with, whether they're in progress or already approved, so they can see what sort of things we are dealing with, especially on this side of the city, since both of them live and represent residents and citizens out west. A decision they make affects the whole city and the whole valley and the whole state, not just their area. And so it's good to have perspective. So that's the general plan. We expect to be done by 10 at the latest and be back here. If there's any particular development or site, we were thinking of not a stop, but a drive by the Bastion Center so they could see what's going by or going on there. And also to see the development, redevelopment projects, RDA things like Merritt Medical and stuff that we've been working with, and how their decisions as far as legislation on whether it's land use development, redevelopment, land that the state owns, like the Bastion Center, or the water legislation affect what we're doing on the cities, and try to help them get that perspective. If you have any thoughts, any other things we should look at and visit, we only have time to really stay on kind of more or less east of Redwood Road. Going out to Pure Sojo takes a little bit of effort and time, but it's well worth it with the water regulation that we see every year.
Well, they all have to drink it.
They all have to drink, yeah.
Good, thank you.
I think we have more shot glasses
for them. And we're noticing that, right? We're noticing our thing on Monday, our tour
on
Monday.
Yes, it's already talked to Anna. We've already got breakfast arranged. We have calendar invites in all of your calendars. We hope you can come. We know it was fairly short notice, and scheduling is just difficult at best. Senator Fillmore regrets he cannot come. He had other obligations, but he's given us a few times when a few of us might be able to meet with him the next week. And so Mayor and I have to stop and talk and see if we can make
a chance to
frankly, we've got to see if her schedule will work. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you in advance to anybody who's able to come to that, and look forward to meeting with our legislators as we are on the doorsteps of the legislative session. That'll be good.
I have a couple other items for you. One of the things that we like to do is every few months update you on the activities going on with our victim advocates in the police department. I've asked Chief Carr if he'd give you a quick report on what's been happening in the last few months with our victim advocates.
I've got a handout for you.
Thank you.
Grant requires that we report to you every 6 months.
Thank you.
Mr. Lewis is.
Oh, thank you.
Anna's on him. He gets it.
Anna, thanks for the night.
So as you can see, we have two victim advocates that work full-time with the city. You can see in the last 6 months, most of their work has been in domestic violence, unfortunately. We've serviced 108 victims. There's a lot of additional victim services in the area of identity theft and fraud, as well as assault, sexual assault, child abuse. You can see the numbers there. We get a state grant from the Office of Crime Victims, and it's about $36,000 a year that helps with the salaries for our victim advocates. So, and they help these victims from the time that they're victimized all the way through the court process, restitution process. They help them with identity theft and how to, you know, work through and fix those things. So they do a very valuable service that if we didn't have them, the police officers would be, you know, trying to help with that as much as they can. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions?
Would just like to thank them for their work and how valuable they are to our community.
I'll make sure they hear that. Thank you.
Thank you. Please pass that along to your entire team.
Will do.
Grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Two other items. The first, if you read my note in the focus, one of the things that will be coming out to our residents shortly is the annual report. We are in the process of putting that together in its final stages. I wanted to turn a minute over to our PIO, Rachel Van Cleve, just to tidy up a last few remaining items so that we can finalize that report and send it to the printer.
It's that time of year again where I get the wonderful title of harasser. Thank you all for who responded. I believe I've actually heard from most of, I think just about everybody on the council here. I am just waiting on some other responses. And I appreciate, I was not trying to call anybody out. So thank you for all of your feedback. I'm just waiting on a few other things. So if you haven't gotten anything to me, it's your last chance. Look at it. Make sure you're good with it. And let me know by tomorrow if possible. And then also, we're just getting those final numbers after the first of the year together. And this will be going out to every home in the city. So that also goes for any department directors I haven't heard from yet. I think I've heard from most of you. So yeah, we're just updating those numbers. Tyson really outdid himself this time with the design. I think you're gonna be very impressed. It's a really beautiful book and it really represents the city well. So thank you.
Thank you.
And also this time of year that should be hitting home soon is the annual city survey. Where we take a sampling of residents and ask them lots of questions about the things that are happening. So you may hear residents are receiving that survey here over the next week or so. And we look forward to getting the results back. And when we do, we'll have a work session and we'll review those with you. So that'll be in a few months. That's all I have for you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Unless anyone has anything else, I am going to ask for a motion to recess city council meeting and move us to executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property and the deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems.
So moved.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any discussion? All right, Mrs. Crixton, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote on this?
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
All right, we will take a 5-minute break and then we'll reconvene for our executive closed session for these two items. And until then, thank you all so much for being here. We appreciate you, and just what an honor to be here with you, and thank you. For an open meeting, I am going to ask if there is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. Thanks, everyone. This meeting is adjourned.